Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. First, I want to say welcome to those of you who are brand new to Pray Every Day. Sometimes I forget that there's like new people coming on. And I just want to thank you for listening and just give you a little idea of what to expect. So basically what I do is I usually read about a chapter of the Bible a day, and then I pray according to those words or according to the theme of those words for you. And it's my sincere prayer that not only will this spark in you a love for the Word of God, but also have the habit of being in it. And also, maybe this will help reframe the way you pray. Not that I'm a guru at it or anything, but just I'm doing it a lot. So maybe it will be helpful to you. All right, so we are in Job chapter 17 of the World English Bible, and this is what it says. My spirit is consumed. This is still Job speaking. My days are extinct, and the grave is ready for me. Surely there are mockers with me. My eye dwells on their provocation. Now give a pledge. Be collateral for me with yourself. Who is there who will strike hands with me? For you have hidden their heart from understanding, therefore you will not exalt them. He who denounces his friends for plunder, even the eyes of his children will fall. But he has made me a byword of the people. They spit in my face. My eye is dim by reason of sorrow. All my members are as a shadow. Upright men will be astonished at this. The innocent will stir himself up against the godless. Yet the righteous will hold to his way. He who has clean hands will grow stronger and stronger. But as for you all, come back. I will not find a wise man among you. My days are past. My plans are broken off, as are the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day, saying, the light is near in the presence of darkness. If I look for Sheol as my house, if I have spread my couch in the darkness, if I have said to corruption, you are my father, to the worm, my mother and my sister, where then is my hope? As for my hope, who will see it? Shall it go down with me to the gates of Sheol or descend together into the dust? Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, first I pray for those who feel hopeless today. They feel like the best of their life is behind them and that they are looking forward to only misery. And Lord, I know that as people age, this can be a very common phenomenon where they feel like their life is spent and used up and now they're just waiting for death. Lord, that's sad, and that breaks me even to pray it. But I pray instead that you would rejuvenate them with a new perspective, that although our outward man and a woman is decaying, you are renewing us day by day. There's going to be this light momentary affliction that happens on this earth, but it has a weight of glory on the other side. How we endure and how we walk out the last days of our lives matter. Lord, we want to finish well. We don't want to just give up and stop living and stop hoping and stop praying and stop loving. We want to continue to walk the narrow road that you have set before us. Lord, I pray that we would be righteous. I pray that we would have, as Job said, have clean hands and that we would grow stronger and stronger. That's my prayer for all of us today, that we would go from glory to glory. Lord, you who have begun a good work in us will bring it to completion. And so we trust that you will do that. We give you all those good works and even the ones that we feel inconsistent about or stressed about. Lord, you've begun good works in us. And when we began our sanctification journey, and that's just that healing, growing journey that we start when we become Christians, you've begun good works and now you are completing them and working them out. Lord, we want to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We want to grow from glory to glory, as I just prayed, and move from strength to strength. Lord, we can't do that on our own. We need your spirit within us to hearken us to grow, to hearken us to love your word, to hearken us to pray, to hearken us to spend time with other believers, to hearken us to evangelize others and to disciple people and to baptize people. All these things can be difficult, and there's always spiritual warfare attached to them. And yet, because you are with us, you will not forsake us. You will not walk away from us. You will be with us as we grow. And so, Lord, finish the work that you have done. Help us to find solace in the fact that even when we're tired or broken or battling a sin, you are still working. You are still on the throne. Your plan will still succeed. We can rest in that and have that deep-seated shalom. I pray for all of that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Lynita Smith, and she has written a book called Curtain Call. It is a memoir, so it's Curtain Call, a memoir. And you can look that up and get a free chapter if you want to kind of break it in. I love to be able to do that. It's at curtaincallmemoir.com. And this is what Lynita says about the book. She says, I thought it was having a breakdown, but it turns out it was a breakthrough. In 2014, I wanted out of my story. I didn't want to be on this earth anymore. Bombarded by uninvited memories of childhood trauma, I questioned why God would allow so many horrible things to happen to me. But then God interrupted my pleas for help with a simple question. Will you trust me with your story? And she says, I agreed to step out of my stage-perfect Christian life and into the journey toward healing and finally seeing him as a good, loving God. Now, I've read this book and I have endorsed it, and it's lovely, and I pray that it will bless you as much as it has blessed me. So the book again is Curtain Call, a memoir by Lynita Smith. Lynita, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. I appreciate you. And if you're interested in sponsoring the show, you can email Kristen, my assistant, at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you started. There's some slots toward the beginning of next year.